the sun rises here. Welcome to the show. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. I've been speaking. I spent the last few minutes speaking to students from the University of Lagos, Nigeria, UNILAG. Hello. Yeah, I couldn't quite get them on the air. They had a few questions for me, and I hope I did a good job answering the questions. So I'm not going to say this in any specific term. I think I'm just going to generalize. And if you're a parent, if you're a young person, I think I want to say something. And this is by way of the last 15 minutes. If you are serious about something, if you want to... If you say you're serious about something, then you must labor to know it. That. Yeah. If you say, well, I want to know about cars, so you must spend some time studying it. Assumptions are not good enough. You can't assume. Your gut feelings don't cut it. You have to be able to spend time to interrogate it and to interface with it. So there's reading something, and then you have to be open for an interface. You have to, a form of engagement of a sort, a kind of interaction, and it might take varying forms. So me, for example, I like physics, and so because I like I'm not even sure which one I like first. So I think first I'm going to say I love philosophy. Philosophy took me to physics. Physics took me to metaphysics. Metaphysics kind of just pushes me right back into history. And then, yeah, you'll be finding me in all the weird places in the historical corridors, in all the weird corners. Yeah, and maybe I need to even spend a more time than I already do. But you can't say you want something, or you can't say you are in something, or you cannot say that you want to be something and there isn't any you. And when I say you, I mean like two legs, two hands, and your head with all of your heart in it. Otherwise, you're going to come out insufficient. That's how I'm going to put it. Because just speaking to the students, I just realized that, well, there's much that I thought that they would already know as students who are studying mass communication that they're not aware of. It's like, oh, okay. Well, that's because maybe you're not in it. Maybe you're running through calendar, but it's not in year. It's better than a synergy. It's a fusion of two things. And maybe you're married, like the artist would marry its art, and the two are one and the same, and there isn't one without the other, something like that. Okay. All right. Oh, by the way, that was Rita Ora, Chris Brown, Body on Me. And it reminds me to, in this moment, remind you that music and worship are the same. No, hold on, let's put it differently. Music and worship are one and the same. Okay, next week on the Lords of Logic, we're going to talk about a society and its repressed half. You're going to understand, if you've been following throughout the entire week, the conversations we've had. Some of the conversations we're going to have is also going to center around the gender, well, not the other far-reaching, far-flung gender things that are emerging from hell these days. No, not the inverted type genders, but, you know, between the already biological established genders, right? So we'll go from Tuesday. Is going to give you a background, which I did tell you about yesterday, the conversation we're having next Tuesday, which is about how culture, or as has been structured by society, has displaced women on the food chain. Yeah. And then if you disagree, you would be fine, because on the Lords of Logic next Thursday, you'd have to prove a society with a repressed half. So yeah, it's in itself quite explanatory, the repressed half. So you want to look forward to that. If you would, I would encourage you to read up on gender parity, the power placement between the genders, specifically psychologically. So when you come on radio, you want to come straight, come with a good argument. With that said and out of the way, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. 36 minutes past 12. Welcome. The sun rises here. Today, first Confessions Thursday. After that, we're segueing. We go into the Lords of Logic. And I do not think I'm satisfied with the conversation we had last week. And I'm asking you to make a a case for the possibility that you lose nothing when you're weak. And so maybe this week we're also going to try to infuse into that topic what you understand when you say a person is strong. Because if you're able to personally, mentally establish what strength is, then we're able to maybe make sense of the possibility that one might lose or not lose by being weak. Today on the Lords of Logic, but first, 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-5710. The latter numbers for the women. We do encourage our women to call in, and particularly on Confessions Thursday, remember you're at liberty to call in and not say your name. I expect your stories to be crazy, weird, unusual, sad, thriller, comedy, horror, rom-com. By the way, I hate that thing. I think I do. I don't like what it sounds like, a rom-com, like romantic comedy. Your life's story might have a satire of a sort. It might be action. It might be a tragedy, whatever it is. When you call in, you don't say your name. And do remember, when you call in, also turn off the volume of your radio set. So for the next hour, you'd only have the pleasure of hearing one name. Well, actually two. Mine, Joyce, and of course, the station you're listening to, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm off on a break now, but right back. Don't go anywhere.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
We begin. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have.
You're going to speak up for us. Sure. Welcome. Go ahead. Don't say your name. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't just know where to start, because
the beginning is good.
Each time I remember this thing, I normally shed tears somehow.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, let me start by saying that I don't have saving culture. You understand what I mean?
You don't have saving culture.
Yes,
you're like me. You roll that money, you smoke it. Okay.
No, I don't smoke, but I don't just know how the...
You're not frugal.
Why the situation is like this. I don't know whether na the barber knows sabi how to barb. I've been at the place where they barb. No, they keep in head well. I don't...
Wait, how bad is it? Like, you sound like this is really, really bad. Like, how bad is it?
Huh?
How bad is it? Your lack of ability to save money.
Yes, what I'm trying to say, I don't know if the work I do or the way I spend money. I don't know.
It might
That's
not
why
be.
I'm about to explain now, so that you can be able to at least to enlighten me more about my life.
I don't think you need me. You know, Nigeria is expensive, right? And the power of your money is not what it used to be. So wait, do you spend money on stupid things? Women, no, alcohol?
I don't drink alcohol. I don't.
Women?
The moment I receive salary, I will just buy some food stuff.
Mm-hmm.
After, then I will try to know if I can still save a little. But after some time, I will still go back to that place and withdraw the remaining money.
Yeah, when you go back to that place, what do you use the money for?
I use it to sustain myself. Also.
And that's not being a spendthrift. You're not reckless with it. It's happening to me too. At least I think I've noticed it. it's not a you thing. It's people who have spent their savings. I think, like, particularly for me, whose sister has cancer. Yeah. So, you know, my niece has cancer, right? And I really try to wear a smile. You know, I try to not allow life tell me how to turn up. It's not just you. Income is not what it used to be. And income should change so that you really properly evaluate how much of a waste you are. You might not be a waste.
Okay.
Yeah. If your income... Because, hold on a second. What do you do for fun? Let's see.
As in what I'm...
Yeah, so when you get money and you want to, you're grateful you got money, you just want to relax and have fun and enjoy yourself just a little bit.
I never for one day enjoy myself. Joyce, you will not understand. Eh? Even I don't, in fact, I've never enjoyed this life for one. To be sincere. Even if I ever receive the salary, even let me just say, since January till now, I've never tested, I've never eat meat, just meat. To tell you the fact, what I cook with is crayfish. So I've never tested meat since January till now.
And you're not even vegan, you see? Yeah, it's not you. I don't think you have a problem. I don't want you to think you have a problem. It's not you. The country has to change.
I am now.
Yeah, it's not you. I think that's now another problem. You're thinking you have a problem. Right? You don't have a problem. What I think you don't have a problem. No, you don't. You're not alone.
Are you sure?
If you would allow me to speak with some authority, I would say yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. The volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello?
I'm with you. Do you have a confession?
I'm Joshua. I'm calling you from Agbado.
You're not supposed to say your name. You know the rules. Don't put me to sleep. Do you have a confession?
Honestly, I don't really have a confession.
You have 1 minute. Now, don't spend...
I just want to compliment you. You are doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Very
I've been
much.
Trying this line. Anytime you're on a show, to get to, it's like going to heaven.
I apologize, man.
It's well with you. John, you are doing well.
I apologize for that one.
Thank you. Thank you for taking care of us.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, John.
Thank you very much. Really, I do nice appreciate day, you yes, appreciating yes. me. Thank you very much. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Welcome. It's, come on, son. The volume. No.
Is up now.
Thank you. You have a confession, right?
Not really a confession, but I was going to add something to what the other caller just said.
You have a minute on the clock.
Okay, ma. You see, maybe that guy's salary is not much.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not earning much, there's no way you can save. If you don't have much, there's no way you can think of maybe all this type of enjoyment. I believe that is his case.
Mm.
For me, I have a similar problem, but for the fact that I cut my clothes, I cut into my size, I can enjoy myself with even 50 naira, 100 naira, and the last, and I enjoy it, and I feel happy.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in. Really?
I think you should learn how to understand the situation.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. In Nigeria these days, what's regarded as much? What's much? It's like, if it's not a head on a plate, it's hardly ever much. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Hey, the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Adimosho.
Nice. Go ahead with your confession.
Yeah. I have a friend.
Mm.
We are very tired.
Speak up, guy.
Yeah, we do things according to
a guy or girl?
No, a guy.
Okay, so he's a pal. Okay, good.
So we wear the same clothes. We do things same.
We have the same clothes.
And there was a lady that both of us share together.
Sorry, bring it back. What did you say? Yo, son of man. Madonna mia. What did he say? Y'all share this, you do things together, you share the same clothes, and you share the same woman. In this world of the gift called women. Oh, well. Confessions Thursday.
hello, Joe.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling me, pretty. You're going to tell us, don't tell us your name, all right? You have a confession, right?
Yeah, I do.
Let's get to it.
If I do.
Turn off your radio first of all. Honey, are you crying?
I'm not.
Okay, so turn off the volume of your radio set and speak up, okay? Speak like you know I'm waiting for you to speak to me. Hurry up. Oh, babe. Now make it back. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. And I think you understand that you must speak up, right? Okay, good. And then we're going to try to manage time for every other person who's trying to call in. Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome. You're Nigeria Info. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hey.
Hello.
Hello, lady. It's good to have you here. Good afternoon to you. Speak closer to your mouthpiece. Do you have a confession?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
I'm with you. So speak closer to your mouthpiece and you can go ahead. Can you hear me? Oh, make it back. Confessions Thursday. I'm with you. Are you here?
Yeah, hello, Joy.
Afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's this girl I was dating for about... back about 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she somehow got pregnant for me and
12 years
ago. Along the line, you know, the parents were kind of...
I apologize. I'm not sure why I'm losing connection, but you're going to try. That's the only way you win. Try again. Hello, the Sunny Side. Confession stairs. And when you call in, don't say your name. Make it back. Nigeria Info. Hey. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, ma.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, ma. I want to contribute to that guy that called.
You have a minute on the clock. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps his salary is not much. His salary is not much because if his salary is much, he can be able to save. And if he's little, he can't save at all. And he will find it difficult to eat because the things are expensive now, especially in Lagos, to compare other things.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. I think there's something actually off with that logic because, you know, there are people whom you might assume are earning. That's the thing in Nigeria. What's much? What's much? Because I've met people who don't have savings because they have responsibilities. And it's not intentional. It's just life and where they found themselves. But I guess you have a point. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Make it back. Hello, the Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday, welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, hi, Joyce.
I'm with you.
So, I've been noticing this thing about me.
Oh.
People always tell me that I'm unapproachable.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm like the most friendliest person ever. I'm easygoing. I'm gentle. I'm nice. All the good stuff. And then, all of a sudden, if I ask the person, like a friend of mine, I'm like, so what's up now? Like, when you first met me, like, what do you think? Like, how do you think I was? Then you hear, you look so unapproachable. You look so mean. You look so evil. Like,
evil?
I'm telling you, that's the word they always use. Most of my friends' parents, before they get to know me, when they see me the first time, the first thing that they will tell their daughter is that, you see, this is your friend. She's evil. I don't know why.
No, wait. The term evil, I don't know if it really features here. Do you understand how intense that is? Evil?
I'm telling you, that's the word. Even my mom tells me. See, Joyce, I don't know. I wish I could send you my picture. Like, I don't know. That's the
At this point,
thing.
You would have to send me that picture. You know.
Honestly. That's because it's so... I had to ask my wife and I was like, babe. Look, as in people say, I'm unapproachable.
Evil?
Then he said that, as in that's where they perceive my personality.
Okay.
That's what they perceive.
So maybe it's like
because
the pheromone.
They met me online.
Okay.
They met me online. So, that's one reason that I don't really get approached by guys. If a guy should approach me more, you should like, kind of guys that approach me, always this kind of guys are so weird.
Weird guys, like what?
Guy will not approach me.
What's like, normal about these guys these days? Like, what do you mean normal? Like a 9-to-5-er with a jacket on?
I just don't know.
So that's the thing. Before they drive you crazy, you want to establish that you're not crazy, because you want to set you straight first before someone comes along and tells you you look evil, and then you're running up and down trying to figure out where is the cross so you can wash your sins away. It's like, wait, don't. What's a normal? These guys are. What? Well, I don't want to say these guys are half normal. It's like they look. I mean, I've been meeting guys who wear Tom Ford with half a brain.
Oh my god!
You know how many I've met in Range Rover that I know that are smart. So what's normal? It's like, but you see, that's the truth. But you just have. Oh, I've also met men who are as intelligent as they are sophisticated. I've even met some men who are not that sophisticated, but they are sound. Like you could build a castle on their mind and it wouldn't collapse. Like
wow.
they're proper, but they don't look like what you might call regular. So, honey, first of all, you probably need prayers. That's never a bad idea. But I don't even know the context of the evil. And you say you have a boyfriend. Maybe you shouldn't bother about the world anymore. But here is something that I think might help. You can judge yourself. You establish that you are not the one with the problem, which is something I said earlier on. God, please pray. I don't know what's in the air. It might just be the shatter of something, probably shatter of death. You never know. Pray it away. Say your prayers. And as long as when they meet you, they emerge with a different opinion. You see, it's one thing if someone says you look evil, then they meet you, then they validate the fact that you're evil, then baby, we got a problem. Now that's an actual problem. But if they say, well, you don't look approachable, you don't, and then they meet you and then you're like, oh, okay, she's nice. Yeah, I like her. You shouldn't worry about it. It's a minute before I'm off on a break. When we come back, of course. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. That's a very wild one. I've never heard a person looks evil, except it's an actual demonic problem. Yeah, but maybe they miscategorize you. But be sure you're good before someone comes along and drives you into the dark. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. And I was just trying to confirm that we have Lost to the Headlines scheduled for the top of the hour, and that is confirmed. So in about a minute and a half, we have to follow through on that clock and bring to you Lost to the Headlines. And after that, on the other side of one, the conversation will continue. My name's Joyce. This is 99.3 We're Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Night 9.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome right back. It's 5 minutes past 1 p.m. And the story Yvonne just shared out of Turkey, a Turkish court sentencing a TV preacher to 8,658 years in prison. I even hear that he had like prior years in prison to serve that was like 1,000 and something. So collectively, this guy has over 9,000 years to spend in prison. I think whoever that judge is would love for this man to die every death that exists under the hand of God. And for every chance at life that he would have, they want him to die again. It's to die the death that death itself is dead. You die. They want him to die over and over and over and over and over again. But the preacher is rather interesting. Such a sugar daddy. he had girls and ladies in bear outfits, and he is preaching. Here he was preaching conservatism. And I'm like, son of man, you're not out of your mind, are you? Obviously he is. Good enough that this has been handled, but it sounds rather extreme, though. Well, that's their business. We have one to handle here. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce, and we begin. When you're calling, you do not say your name. You are Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. The conversation gets right back in. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello, Judge. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Speak up for us. You have a confession, right?
Judge, good afternoon. This is Chima from Ikruda. I don't have any confession.
You have a minute on the clock.
All right. The lady that just called, that she said that people will always tell her that she looks evil.
Mm.
As you have rightly suggested, she needs prayer. She really needs prayer. That's the evil covering. The devil just used that to cover her from her blessings, and even it will not, that if she doesn't pray seriously, that will not allow her to really get exposed both to marriage and the blessings. That
What's with the marriage part? She has a boyfriend.
So
she already has a boyfriend who has sinned beneath or beyond the darkness or whatever that thing is, if there is something.
Yes, along the line, you don't know what might happen if she's not from that.
Yeah, you have a point, though. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right. And so, of course, if you have a confession, this is exactly where you want to be. And every other time, you know, that's not today. Welcome. So when you call in the volume of your radio set, please remember. And yes, you don't say your name. Hello, Confessions Thursday. It's Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. Hello. Can you hear me? Make you back then. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Remember the volume, please. Welcome.
I disagree with this last caller. That lady has no any problem. That lady is as good as anybody. Because me, people used to refer me as a ritualist. So if you come close to me and do anything with me, then you'll be happy for life. So you don't need to reject yourself. Keep yourself the way God speaks to you. There's no devil that covers him. So what this guy said now is not reality.
You don't agree.
Reality is that love yourself and practice who you are and show who you are to whoever understands you and don't mind any other person.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Confessions Thursday, my friends. Welcome. Remember the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Hello.
Auntie Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I don't know if I should call it conversion or what should I call it.
What do you think you might like to call
actually, I'm an artisan. I'm a handwork person. Are you getting it? So I've been working with a paint company under somebody. Manga used to be the sale manager of that company. So early this year, he now decided to travel out of Nigeria. He has relocated to Canada with his family. And this is the man that has been calling me to give me a job. I do painting and trading job. So since Mauga relocated to Canada, I've been finding it very, very difficult to survive with my family. As I'm talking to you now, three of my kids...
Okay, so this is not a confession. This is you need help. That's what this is. This is not a confession. You're looking for help, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you say you're a painter. Hold on a second. What do you do? What do you do?
Painting and streeting job.
Painting and what?
Painting and streeting job.
What do you call the other one?
Painting and streeting.
Feeding.
Can you hear me?
Painting and what?
Painting and streeting job. That is what I do.
Did you say trading? Okay,
no,
don't bother.
And screeding.
Okay, good. So this is not a confession. Ma'am. And what we do here is for confessions. So hopefully someone wants painting and screeding services. Hopefully they might reach out to me and I would send you to them.
Okay, ma'am.
Hello, welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hey, I'm Jesse.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
You have to speak up for us, okay? Good afternoon to you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, ma'am. Ma, this confession has been bothering me since all this while. Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead. We're with you.
Yeah, this confession has been bothering me since all this while. I'm into Uber. Then I have a customer who's somewhat trust in me. Then I always take her daughter to school, one university at at this university at an African university. Hello?
Go ahead.
So one day I was taking the daughter to school. I'm like the cabman of the man. So one day I was taking the daughter with a friend, a male friend. She's a girl. So and I was taking two of them to school. So suddenly I on our way to the school, we were just having sex, which I didn't know. Hello?
Go ahead, guy. I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, they were having sex inside the car, but I never knew. So even people that was passing by, they were telling me, they were like giving me signs. So I was carried away with the music I was playing for them. So I didn't know. So later a bus stopped. Was now.
Hello? I think I might have lost you. It would mean you'd have to call back. Yeah, I'm sorry, I might have lost you. Please call back, please. Thank you. Confession Stairs in Nigeria Info. Remember the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. You don't say your name. You have a confession, right?
Okay, thank you. I have two confessions.
Let's get to it real quick.
When I was younger, so I'm married now with three kids.
Oh, sure.
When I was younger, the boys' stores, I used to smoke, not only cigarettes, I smoke weed. So later, I got to know that it's not my way. I stopped it. So I stopped drinking alcohol. But when I started working now, I don't know, I don't club, I don't do other things like that. Whenever I finish working, I always feel like taking that weed. If I see anybody taking it, I always feel like, oh, the smell of it will always come to me as if maybe, I'm missing something that if I see it, I will still do it. Or that I always have it in mind that if I say I still have to do it. And again, I'm married. My wife is not giving me a kind of good sex that I need. I'm now trying to look forward. I mean, to look outside if I can get a way of those. If I can get one girl or something that can satisfy me, you know, that can satisfy my heart. So that is just the two things I have in mind now. I always believe that if I smoke. I mean, maybe after work, I think that's the only thing I can really, maybe just for me to relax myself. And for enjoyment, I think I don't want to be going outside. I don't have a girlfriend outside. My wife is not giving me kind of good sex. Now I'm thinking of getting, if I can get, maybe if I want to get good sex outside, I think I should find
okay, so I'm listening to you, and all of the two things you have submitted are things that should be governed by personal conviction. What are your values? Like, what do you think about you smoking? What do you think about you cheating on your wife? That's on you now.
Yes, smoking to me now is like maybe just for me to relax. I see that it's a kind of enjoyment. That's the only thing I think I can.
Yeah. So do you think it's bad? Do you think it's bad?
No, I don't feel it's bad. It's been longer. It's been longer I took it.
Okay, so why are you telling me about it? Are you saying that you feel bad?
Yeah, if I see it, I'm thinking that if I see it, I can still take it. Well, despite maybe people's perception about it, that maybe smoking is not good, and but to me, I think if I just see it, just for me to relax, just for me to have another thought, another thinking, except the one I'm having right now, ordinarily, just for me to go to work.
Let's narrow it down to something. So how many sticks are in a pack, and how many would you normally burn down a night?
I didn't get you.
How many sticks are in a pack, and how many packs do you burn a night?
I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't like smoking. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm talking,
weed.
I'm talking about weed.
Oh, okay. Oh,
something just to get me high. Just me, something to make me think ordinary.
So now,
you know, I've been into it before. I used to smoke before, but I stopped it. You know,
why did you stop?
I stopped smoking. Why? I just maybe I don't have the time for it, or
you didn't have money for it.
Because for me now, I don't think it's something bad. If I see people smoking, if I have my weed, I can join them and smoke.
Okay.
But I don't really have time for it.
Okay.
And the other one is about my wife. My wife is not really good, in sex. So for me now, I'm thinking, because I spoke with her, was it not yesterday? We were actually watching a movie. I used to tell her this, that okay, that was last time when I needed it, you know, I'm a very kind of busy person. Maybe I spend like two or three nights at home. So whenever I'm at home, if I need it, she's tired and she's this.
All right, good. So I think I know that gist already. I want to ask you, you are thinking about cheating on her. Is that how you want?
For me, I don't think it's cheating.
Fine. If you say it's not cheating, what is the justification? Why is it not cheating? Are you Muslim? And so you're saying, my religion says I can have four wives.
No, I'm not marrying.
Hold on, relax now.
I need a sex partner. I need someone to satisfy me. There are several things that people use.
The reason we're having this conversation is I'm of the opinion that somewhere inside of you, you think what you're doing is wrong, right?
Yes.
Good. So let's figure out if it's really wrong. So if you say you don't think it's cheating, well, you want to justify it on something. So upon what would you justify that you going outside of your wife is not cheating? So maybe, come on, give me the excuses. Society, men cheat, your culture. You say maybe my father married 14 wives. I like to be like my father and do 12.
You know something, Joy. I spoke, the last time I went out, you know, angrily. Because I needed this thing, give me. You know, there are some things that you need to do at home that maybe if you even go to work, if you go outside, you not even think or you even be happy. There are some times you have sex with your wife at home when you are going, when you are even in the office, you'll be smiling, maybe thinking when you have the thought of what really happened between you and your wife.
Yeah, but
when you don't have that satisfaction.
I think you should have a conversation with her about what your needs are and hear what her response is. And maybe you might just need to listen. Don't make a demand this time around. Stop making demands of people who are not necessarily forthcoming. Maybe she's hurting. Maybe she's not happy. Maybe you're even doing her wrong. Like, have a conversation where this time around you want to meet her need as against her asking you to meet your need. You're not listening to me because you think you have a comeback.
Okay.
Look, your marriage isn't working for something and you're making demands. You're not getting something. I'm saying, how about you sit down with her, find out what her needs are, tell her what your needs are and see how you guys can work it out. But this is something you and her would have to do together.
That's what I want to tell you. I was at home yesterday. You know, I didn't work yesterday and we're watching a movie. And it's about maybe a lady and I was trying to break up. And it was about money. Somebody wanted to date that guy because the woman had enough money. She's kind of a sugar mommy. So the woman now wanted to.
You're not going to tell me that movie. I don't have that time on the clock.
So I just told her that, okay, what can really make me go for another woman? It's not about
that's
money.
Not a conversation.
It's about sex satisfaction. And she said, oh wow, she knows how to do it and she can do it very well and the rest of it.
I can tell you
we went in and we did all that. So maybe she was just expecting me to say that to her.
So maybe if she has it in her, wait, then have sit down with her. Say, how can I please you? What do I need to do to make you happy? Do I need to help you around, take you out for dinners? Do I need to buy you flowers, buy you perfumes, take you on a holiday? What can I do to please you? So that when you two are also asking her for something, it won't look like you're a thoughtless human being who is just selfish and just looking to be satisfied. Yeah, so act like you want to, act like a servant. That's what you're supposed to begin with. Try to meet her somewhere. All these, I want it. You imagine you went to meet your wife and the conversation you're having with her is, so what can make me cheat? Who cares? Like, that's, you think that's a conversation? So what can make me cheat? So sex, that's a conversation. Son, look, mingle with her. Find out how can I make you happy? What do you want? Don't make it about you. Try. Nothing is about you to begin with. So how about you act like nothing is about you? And maybe you can get more out of her.
Okay, let's say we talked yesterday, I think, and she gave it to me the way I always wanted.
See,
it.
Imagine
and
this.
She promised to be giving it. She promised that's one thing I think I can use to enjoy myself, and I always want to do it with my wife. What I told you that I wanted to do, I've not done it. I just said, if worse to come to worse, if you continue the way she was doing. I mean, I don't have another poor option. I have to satisfy myself. I have to enjoy.
Stop. You're just on about absolute. Your thoughts are selfish, to be honest. So now you had sex yesterday. You thought it was out of the world, and you're satisfied. Look, the reason grass is green is because it's watered. You have to manage these things so that someone is willing to give you when you ask, or maybe even give you without asking, and you don't seem to be anywhere there. You just want to go in, take, and be done. Good luck. I'll be here on the sunny side when it falls left. It's been nice chatting with you.
All right.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
Yes, Confessions Thursday.
Honestly, I don't envy your job. The last call I did.
Wait. You have to hold that thought. I want to go off on a break and then come back. All I apologize. Okay. We'll be right back.
All right.
3 Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, back. The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. 31 minutes past 1 p.m. on the clock. The conversation continues. When you call in, you don't say your name. Yep. And by the way, my name's Joyce. Welcome to radio.
All right.
Oh, you're there. Thank you very much for hanging in.
Yeah, I stayed. So like I was saying, you go give me my card anyway. So let me go to this one that like I was saying. See, I don't envy your show at all. You know
why?
You see the last caller, the way he was just ready to say his mind. You were calm. If I was the one handed the show, I would have cut the call since. But I was just laughing. Honestly, you are doing great. Oh. And it takes the grace to be able to hold that conversation.
Because the word.
He was just talking. You had anything to say. He just wanted to say his mind, like, okay, you can get it anywhere, this, that. So my advice for the man is you should take it easy. You should have a good conversation with the wife. You should be able to come out straight. Tell the wife that, okay, this is what's going on with me. I think I want us to be doing this. You are not talking with the wife. You just think, yes, you need to go outside. Mr. Man, there are a lot of decibel outside. Be careful.
Oh, is it only Jezebels are outside? Thank you very much for calling. Everything is outside. I think at this point, y'all be sleeping with demons and you don't even know it. Like, everything is outside. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Hey, Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set. Remember that. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Speak up for me, honey. I don't have time, all right? Let's make it work. Thank you. You have a confession.
Good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Let's go. Great. Go ahead.
Yes. So, I want to confess. I'm a student of this in Yaba. So, during May this year, I broke up with my boyfriend. So, I met another guy by July. So we have this thing. Like, but now we are back. My ex is back. My ex and me, we are back together. So for me to tell him, like, so difficult for me. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah, nah, but you said you guys broke up, right?
Yes, but now he apologized and we have come back together again.
Yeah, well, that's not you cheating on him. You think you cheated on him? Did you actually break up with him? Like, how long were you separated for?
We broke up in June. And we...
Was it a breakup, or was it like you just had a fight and then you went
to... We had a fight.
Did you guys say, well, this relationship is over. We're moving on. Did you say that?
No, we just had a fight. We just got a separate thing for just 1 month.
Then... I'm confused. Like, so what happened? Then he called you and said he was sorry for 1 month? It took him one month to apologize?
I'm the one that called him that I'm sorry because...
It was your problem, right?
Yes, it was my fault. So I have to call him and apologize. But now I have an issue to tell him that I have to apologize.
Well, that's exactly what you do next. Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know if I can be able to tell him.
No, so do you feel like your relationship is worth that much honesty?
Yeah.
No, did you hear me?
Okay.
This thing you have going on, pardon me, might really be something serious, but is it worth honesty? Is it worth sacrifice? Is it worth anything? Is this something you want to have? You want to keep this?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, tell him no. Tell him.
Okay.
I think you should. Wait. I think you should. Oh, maybe I should say that. I think you should because you're really interested in the guy, right?
Yes, but I told him that it's my breakup, so I'm just
confused. So wait, that's the thing. What do you want? Do you want to lie to yourself or do you want to live a lie? Particularly living a lie because your conscience feels, well, I should tell this guy. And you want to tell him not to hurt him because you care about him and you want the relationship to be established on truth, right?
Yeah.
So if you tell him and he breaks up, he's not the one. Like, don't you guys ever think that far? He's not the one. If someone likes you and you're being honest and in the exchange of, or in your moment of being open and honest about something that you hope, you know, is not a secret because it could weigh down the relationship or impede trust or hinder trust. And you say, well, I want to get this out of the way so that you can trust me and I can trust you. And we're both transparent with each other. And then you tell someone the truth and then they walk away. Walk away is exactly what they're supposed to do. Let them go.
Thank you.
You're just saying okay. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard what you said.
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
No, you don't have a confession, right?
Hello.
You don't have a confession.
Hey.
Okay, because...
Once I find out, I want to start smoking weed.
One minute.
Okay. Please, change your mindset and stand your ground. Don't go back to that weed. Concerning your wife, check yourself internally and externally. Check what is bothering your wife. She cannot just stop, you know, not giving you your conjugal right. Please, if you go outside, it will not solve the problem. Check yourself whether you wash your mouth, whether your bottles are clean, whether you clean your pubic hair. Discuss with her in the night and see what she will tell you, whether it's your fault or whether something is bothering her. Concerning the one where say devil don't cover her face, now lie. See yourself. Nothing to cover your face. Let the devil come tell me, say, devil cover my face. Look at the devil death. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling me. On WhatsApp, I have a confession with Good Below. I always masturbate even if I just had sex. The next... Huh? Wait, bring it back. Oh, good God. So, good afternoon, Joyce. I have a confession, which Good Below. I'm not sure. I thought that's... You mean good news? I'm not sure. That's wrong, by the way. You say, I always masturbate even if I just had sex. The next, my normal masturbation will continue. I tried everything I could to stop, but it's not working. I need an advice. If I say, If I speak one more day about masturbation, we have to, on a national level, make pain me official. Because I've said this 1,000 times over. If I got a gold coin every time I told you what to do to quit masturbation, my children would not work. They will never labor one day. So, warfare, contention. You see, if you follow the Lords of Logic, which I establish, particularly when I speak about war and the versions of war, every war can be psychological. One can be spiritual. One, another can be psychological or can be. But you see, I think for every war, you have to go to the root of the war. I would say psychology reveals how power parity plays out in every warfare. The psychology. So you look at a war, you evaluate the psychological power play. It gives you about the best blueprint as to where power lies. Again, when you are dealing with something that you admit to yourself to be something against yourself, so you're masturbating, and you admit to yourself that the very act of masturbation is against even yourself, you have established that there is contention at play. To upset this thing in contention against you, you must be willing to will yourself as much, in fact, much more than that thing. And the question and the answer to that is you are much more capable to outdo these things that control or manipulate your mind. I hope it's a good enough example. You see, if I put you in a room, I shut the windows, I shut the doors, and I put fire in that room, and I put you in that room, and I throw fire in there. There is nothing you wouldn't do in your power to get out. Forget whether you get out or not. There's nothing you wouldn't do to get out. Nothing. There's nothing you would not believe what you're capable of, because in that moment, you know you don't want to die. And even if you're going to die, you're going to go down with a fight. So there's nothing you wouldn't do, including break the windows, open the windows, break the door, open the door, go through the roof, there's nothing you wouldn't do. Once you have established that there is conflict between your conscience and something, then there is nothing you wouldn't do to come out. So it would include sacrificing the pleasure. You must hate the pleasure that emerges from masturbating. You must despise it. So let's say I'm a girl and there's this guy who likes me, but I don't like him. And he's always giving me money. Let's do a quick mathematical calculation. Even if I tell the guy I'm not interested, but I take his gifts, right? Because I think I'm enjoying something. Maybe he buys me I like leather bags a lot. I like good stuff. So he's buying me what I like. I like gold. I like leather. I like holiday. I like good food. I like good wine. I love art. I love history. The guy has figured me out. He knows me, and he's thinking, that guy I met at the airport who told me, with good arrangement, the devil can meet God. So let's say I mess with that guy for a minute, right? Because that guy looks like he has money to really just waste my time. You get. So I tell him I'm not interested, but I'm taking his gifts. What would you say to me? You'll be like, well, if you say you're not interested, why are you taking his gift? Because the taking the gift, which is pleasure for me, already sends the guy a signal. And honestly, if that guy is patient, it might take him 5 years. It might take him 10. If he's patient, he'll get there. It just takes one day. The devil is out in the night. The streets are dark. Something always happens. You see. But to not get myself into any kind of corner, to make it impossible, I must sacrifice whatever pleasure his money can buy me. I must say, oh, I don't want the bag. Oh, I don't want the dinners. I don't want the holiday. I don't want that. I don't want. So by rejecting that, he has nothing on me. But if I take from him, he has something on me. It will just take time. You see that? In fact, I would even be the one to say, well, this guy's really tried, or he's just been there waiting on the flanks 5 years. Let me just date him. He might just be good. He might just be a good guy. And only after a period you realize he really meant that he's the devil and I'm the God and I let the devil meet God. And there's no merging oil and water. So, once again, you must sacrifice the pleasure that comes from masturbating. You must despise that pleasure. And until you despise that pleasure, nothing happens. So when you say you want advice, it's right back in your hands. You're at war. Tell yourself that you're at war and fight like a man who wants to live. It's what you have to do. And God, I think it's simple. Fight like a man who wants to survive this thing. That's how you fight. You don't fight like, I'm enjoying the thing. No, I just wish the thing will just stop. But it's not stopping. Okay, let's just do today's own. No, that's not how you fight. You're not fighting. You're a slave to your passion and it will wreck you. You're more guaranteed to be wrecked by your pleasure than it is for a demon to bury you. You're more guaranteed to be destroyed by pleasure than for a demon to really hold you slave. If I talk masturbation again, you guys are paying me. Legit. Legit. Fight. 0700-993-993-993-993-01-465-7190. You take it by force. It's not given. You take it. It's do or die, baby. Hello. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. You're there. You're not. Make it back. Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah. What's your confession?
All right. Can you hear me very well?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the caller that called, that talked back to his wife.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'll respond to that.
You have a minute on the clock. Let's go.
All right. Please, the way you handled it, I wasn't too satisfied.
It's all right.
That man is depressed.
He's not depressed. No, wait, stop. No, wait. That's a meta-narrative.
You give me one minute. He's talking as a depressed person. What you owe that man is to let him air his mind and give him an advice out of it. Because, to be frank with you, if you're not careful with most women, married women, once they give birth to one or two, the issue of sex is always a problem. It takes maturity to overcome it. So this thing you ought to put yourself...
Maturity? Maturity?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to put yourself in a shoe because that is his own challenge at this point in time.
It is not a challenge.
To him.
It's the
to
way.
Him.
So hold on a second. So let's assume that was your brother and he came to you and he said to you, my wife doesn't want to sleep with me, right?
Yes.
I've thought about cheating on him. What would you say? I'm giving you extra 30 seconds. Think real quick.
Okay, fine. Now, first of all, I want to find out why is... Your wife.
You heard everything he said, so tell him what to do. You heard everything he said.
What I would tell him to do is he should go back to his wife like he said.
So why are you saying that? Why you're telling you now you're saying like
your,
I said.
Your mode of response.
No, excuse me. No, I'm not his mommy. No, stop. No. You're not gonna even do that. No, I don't have to. I don't owe you that. And I don't think I was disrespectful. I didn't denigrate him. I said to him, nope, I'm not your mommy. I'm not breastfeeding you. No. I don't agree with that. I'm not your mommy, and you cannot conduct my emotions.
Can I say something, please, quickly? Now, the person that called after he called make mockery of him because of the way you responded.
That's not. You're being wild with all of this. Hold on a second. Let me put something to you. Wait.
I think you have an expectation
of how you think you want me to manage people. I do what I can.
No. Generally, you have been trying. That part. Generally, you have been
guy.
Trying.
I don't. Look, guy. I did it. What you see? What I did? I'll do it
calm
again.
Down.
No.
Calm down.
Thank
calm
you.
Down.
I have to let you go. I have to let you go. I have nothing to say to you.
It's all right.
Thank you. Let's get this straight. I'm not your mommy. I'm not going to breastfeed you. If I have something to say, I'm going to tell you straight. If you can't handle it, don't call me. That's how it's going to be. Yeah, I feel that the truth, and maybe it tells, and so maybe what you want to do is hold yourself accountable. When we discussed on Lords of Logic, we discussed, what's that topic? Hold on, let me remember. Truth hurts. You remember, because it's a social construct that the truth hurts. And so when we analyzed it on the Lords of Logic, I think you did a good job, to be honest, with that one. So no, the truth don't hurt. It's your lies that are getting in the way. What I said is what I said. You say the way I said it. You know me. I've been here 3 years. Boy, you know me. It doesn't happen any other way. If I have stuff to say, I'm straight about it. How it hits you, it hits you. You don't want it to hit you, don't call me. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Joy.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
You're all around beautiful.
Well, hopefully.
You're just so blessed. Like, you know, beauty is like in the futures of people, like the see a beautiful woman, like the
gay
future.
But do you have a confession?
All around you.
Thank you. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I just want to contribute to one, what someone said. Maybe you could give an idea on how to get out of it.
1 minute.
But before I say that, the last man I just called, please, if you have something to say, maybe you feel Joyce didn't deliver well on it. Just simply say what you think.
He couldn't have done it any better. You know the funny thing? He couldn't have done it any better. He said I should have said what I said was right, but the way I said it, how was I supposed to say?
Exactly.
Speak to your wife.
If you think you have a better way, you give it.
He doesn't have a better way. You have 1 minute. Your 1 minute starts reading now. He doesn't have a better way.
That's fine. All right, so I want to go back. I think we have an epidemic when it comes to masturbation. And I think it's a real serious problem.
That's a government problem. That's a government problem, not mine.
Yeah, so I want to just talk about the masturbation. I'll just round up a little. I, even as much as you said, there's a fight towards it, and you have to fight. I think this thing is kind of demonic. I think there's a spiritual aspect to it where people feel imposed. Yeah, before, maybe they're too weak to, maybe they fight and they're too weak to fight. They need something greater to strengthen them to overcome that spirit. I'll call it the spirit of masturbation. Where it feels like it imposes them and makes them do things they don't really want to do. I think there's a spiritual aspect to it.
So what should they do?
Let him go and fortify himself spiritually and deal with that spirit.
No, that's not a direction. What do you mean fortify yourself? Go to hell and fortify himself? Go where?
No, what I mean is, many a times we want to fight the battle, but we have to have the right weapons.
Uh-huh.
It's a spiritual battle.
So what are you using? Where should they go? Should they come to your club? Where is your club?
All right, so first off, you have to be God, all right? Of course.
Guy, if you're saying something, say it with your chest. Should he come to God or go to hell? Where?
He should come to God, of course.
Thank you very much for calling.
I struggle to believe you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I just wanted you to say something that was clear so anybody could pick it up or at least disagree with it.
All right, so.
Thank you very much for calling. That's about it.
All right, that's fine.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
The volume of your radio set. Gay.
Are you there, Joyce?
I am. Confessions Thursday.
Okay. Joyce, I have a confession, and I think it's a problem to me.
Oh, okay. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any other person who feels this way. I don't know.
You might not be the only person.
I feel like I am two in one person.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah, and I think I've been on this plane before.
You think you've been here before?
Yeah.
Fantastic. You're the guy I've been looking for. Wait. So you think you're reincarnated, right?
I don't really believe in reincarnation, but I think something like that happened to me.
You don't have to believe it for it to be true.
You know the Civil War?
Uh-huh.
I remember the Civil War as if I was there, but I was born 9 years after the Civil War. This is not imagination.
Oh, this fantastic.
And I think I know the day I came to the world. I can remember my father paddling his bicycle while I was on the bicycle's carriage. I remember people standing by the roadside. I remember the whole thing felt as though everybody was sober. People were sober, and I don't know how to paint the picture so that you understand.
I understand. My imagination doesn't fail me. I understand. I'm going with you.
And up to date, up to today. This is not, you know, there's what I think there's what they call deja vu, something like that. But in my own case, it is not deja vu. That's it. I will get to a place for the first time, and I will remember I have been here before.
Fantastic. So I've been reading. Okay. So do you have a problem with that? Let's even see. Do you have a problem?
I have a serious problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is that once I feel that way, that the whole my whole person changes. I begin to feel dizzy. I begin to feel as if I am not human being anymore.
Okay.
I begin to feel like, why is my own different? Why am I different?
Do you dream? Do you dream?
It's even a problem. I dream if I wake up and remember the dream, nothing on earth will stop that dream from not happening.
So every time you dream, it always happens.
Yeah,
do you travel? Does your spirit travel?
Yes. And before something will happen, like 5 seconds before something happens, I will know. And before I open my mouth to say it is happening already.
So fantastic. Fantastic. Hold on. You're like clay in my hands at this point. I want to go off on a break. Would you call me back or hold on?
Let me call you back.
Call me back. I like that. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Confessions Thursday. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So a number of the messages here. I'm going to have to ignore some. And one person says, Joyce, I beg to differ. There's nothing like spiritual masturbation. I'm not sure where that phrase came from. It didn't come from here, though. You say, I do it most especially when I don't get to have sex for a long time. Having sex is of human. If as a man you don't have sex, then you have to masturbate because it's part of nature. Okay. So let's draw a line somewhere. If you are comfortable with masturbating, we are not having a conversation about you. This chat is not about you. The chat is about those people who are masturbating who have a problem with it. And then don't say that there isn't anything like spiritual masturbation. I think you would say instead that you're not familiar with it, because there are people who have sex dreams are familiar with it. And then your tales, your folklore, for example, tells a story of people who have spiritual wives and spiritual husbands. That we don't believe it doesn't make it true. And so as much as it's not something you're familiar with because it's impersonal to you, it's not intelligent to suggest that it doesn't exist. You see that? All right, it's 2 p.m. on the clock. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back on the other side of two. Well, let's see what happens. Yvonne is in the studio. All five of her. Pretty looking. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. From the money. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's just begin already, right? Lords of Logic, thanks to everyone who called in to Confessions Thursday. I sincerely do appreciate the moments I get to spend with you. And so now that we're Lords of Logic, there are a few references I can make. Thanks to all our callers who are probably still calling in. Confessions Thursday will make a comeback next Thursday, right? And so hopefully you have another opportunity to call in. We can talk about the challenges of life, the ups and the downs. Now, the last caller who called me, I would need for you to call me. Your situation fits into, well, of course, it's a confession, right? So you can actually call me next Thursday, or you can call me anytime during the Lords of Logic. I think that we can accommodate. I would like to accommodate that. Well, maybe we should have it first on Confessions before we take it on Lords of Logic. Because so recently I've been reading about alien abductions, the constellations. I'm trying to study astrology. I don't even know where to begin, right? And then so I've stumbled on this whole reincarnation thing, and the people who, when the Greeks say that the people are the playthings of the gods, there is actually some truth to that, the man is a plaything of the gods. And I think some men are. I don't think all men are the plaything of the gods. And then I just stumbled on this lady who has gone to the moon with aliens. In fact, recently, what's her name? Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato, the pop singer, said in her room, she had three extraterrestrials come into her room. You can Google that one up. And then they asked her if she wanted to see the Earth. And she said, yes. And then they say, would you like to see our world? And she said, yes. And they took her. And it's similar to the lady I just stumbled on. I think her name is Elizabeth. She says she has been here. She has reincarnated 56 times. And that's 56 or 59. And recently she had to attend a meeting on the moon with extraterrestrials. And some people who were on the moon were also from Earth. So I'm really... That guy's some good clay to work with. I think we can... If he's willing to speak, it would be something. So I'm hoping that he can call me up sometime during the course of the day. But just before we segue into the Lords of Logic, there's something here worth reading. Since we're already on Lords of Logic, I want to read a message here. It's rather lengthy, though, but I think it's really worth considering so that we can understand the aspects of this conversation around, for example, masturbation. And then we thank God for the Lords of Logic because we can properly analyze things. This is Mayor from Aja. Hi, Joyce. I think I agree with the doctor's premise to say it's okay. Which doctor? I'm sorry, I'm not sure I remember a doctor here, but I'll just go ahead. The psychology of guilt when you masturbate is the same feeling of guilt an early teenager feels after ejaculation. The guilt comes from the satisfaction that ushers in a realization that you've done something immoral. That could be called sin. This sin is a result of religious, moral upbringing default in us. It's a psychological thing. As you grow older, you don't feel guilty after ejaculating, yeah, because you know clearly, or you now clearly understand your desires were orchestrated for the adventure. I'm an atheist, a father, though not married, so I still kind of have 2-3 sexual partners and still masturbate. The guilt felt in masturbation is as a result of the moral and religious construct embedded in you. Sometimes I masturbate till now, and even feel better because it saves me the cost of wooing a woman at that point in time to get to the climax. Okay, let the girl reset, rewire, or retune her mind, and boom, the guilty feeling will fade away or fade out gradually. I advise her to be careful not to overdo. I don't masturbate more than 3 times a week. We don't need your schedule. Don't worry. If you're good, you can do it for 7 hours a day. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So now there are aspects to. There are aspects to. Okay, so let's do this. And everybody, welcome to the Lords of Logic. I want to discuss weakness. And I think weakness fits into masturbation, right? So let me just lay down a groundwork and then you can call in and let's talk about the benefits of being weak. Okay, so now this message from this gentleman says he is an atheist, and then he says, I masturbate. So, but he establishes something here. He says that the guilt felt from masturbation is as a result of a construct. You have to understand that if construct worked, then society would not be thus degraded. If constructs were really what they were. In fact, the only reason constructs have a rooting is because particularly men or women to whom it benefits tend to propagate it. So it continues of a sort. Now, you have to ask people from what angle they're speaking from. So you say you're speaking as an atheist. So someone might say they're speaking as a religious person. Yeah. And others would say that they speak as a psychologist, for example. So you go to psychology and then the psychologist tells you how masturbation damages the human brain. Don't take my word for it. Just Google it. You see that. And then if you would go to, I mean, the interesting thing about Google, which is something I put out on Twitter today, you go to Google, you say benefits of masturbation, you would get something that reinforces your belief. And then you say disadvantages of masturbation, you would get something that reinforces something that you want to believe. So it's as though the choice is yours, right? So you go to science. Science tells you that masturbation alters the structure of the human psychology. So that's one, right? I've read in witchcraft that sex is used for magic. So the energy in sex is conducted for power in witchcraft. So it means that there is something about sex that you cannot dissipate recklessly or carelessly. Now, and then you speak to some other people, which I have had the privilege of speaking to, and then they say that even when they've had, I've met some people who have said, when I have sex with even a female, after I'm done, I feel dirty. There are people who have felt that. So let's do this. One version doesn't suit anybody. If you call me and you say you want to fight masturbation, there's only one way out. You are at war. Something is in contention with you. And I think you are of great privilege. It's a humongous privilege to have something challenge something inside of you. It tells you too much if you're willing to learn, to listen, and to observe. You'd realize that if I feel this way about something, it must be that there's something here that I can discover that might be good or not good. The problem is people never go that far. So here, my brother, you are saying, Mayo, you are saying, change the mind. Well, yeah, you need information to alter your mind. You just don't say, well, I feel good about this, so I'm going to change my mind to accommodate the pleasure. I gave an example of, say, a guy wants me, but I don't want him, and he has money to throw around. There's pleasure there for me. But it seems as though something else that informs my action for me to reject that pleasure, something else has to inform me to say, don't take the gift. You don't need it. Even if you need it, you don't want it. Don't take it. Because maybe what that does is it enslaves me a kind. It holds me. He has something on me. He would have something on me if I take from him. He would have nothing on me if I don't take from him. No matter how rich he is, as long as I don't take from him, he has nothing on me. So you need knowledge to say, I won't do something or I would do something. It is not education to say, I feel good and this feeling is a religious thing. Let me change my mind to accommodate it. That's not education. Yeah, that's not information. That's not intelligent at all. So you do something and your conscience, for example, says something. It's not enough for you to say, well, my conscience is rebuking me because they told me at Sunday school that masturbation is a sin. No, I think that there's something more there. If a cult, for example, can say, don't slip around because we need this for... So, Pizzagate... Google Pizzagate. So Pizzagate was in the news, I think it was 2 years ago, 2020, right? You remember the guy who eventually said hung himself in the prison just before he made the courts? Hold on, did you follow that story? Pizzagate was trending on social media. I didn't care for it because it sounded like one of them social media type gist. Suddenly, CNN, BBC, every major news stream was talking about Pizzagate. And I'm like, why is the news talking about Pizzagate if there is nothing to Pizzagate? And then eventually Pizzagate becomes something so big, they catch the guy, the Epstein guy, the guy who was accused of having an island where they molest children and sex traffic human beings, right? Names started to drop. Pictures started to come out. Your presidents were there. Your princes were there. Your money people were there. Pictures started dropping, right? Then they put the guy in prison. Then the guy was supposed to appear in court. Then they said he committed suicide. Then they asked for cameras. Then they said cameras disappeared. Don't sit around and act as though knowledge is something that you can conjure. You don't conjure it. So they have an island where apparently the pizza in that term on Pizzagate is children. And I thought, this is wild. So Google it. This gist about the molestation of children, the trafficking of children, missing children, and you go into the occult, you see child sacrifice. In fact, I watched a video on YouTube about sometime in Italy, like probably like 17th, maybe 18th century, where children were sacrificed to gods. Like, so they burn them, they molest them. It's so they sap the energy from them. And that is a form of sacrifice. Don't take my word for it. It's out there. So I think what I'm asking is, until you expand your knowledge base, you're going to keep hovering around assumptions, and assumptions don't cut it. I'm not asking you not to masturbate. If you're satisfied with masturbation, you can have a day. I don't care. Like, it's your life. If you think it makes you feel good, it gives you wings to fly, honey, soar. Kiss the skies. Maybe it's your only chance, actually, at cloud nine, so you might as well just go for it. But if you're asking a question, then I'm trying to give you an answer. The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce.
Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. How are you?
Hello, Joyce. Blessed are you amongst women.
And blessed are thee amongst them who was promised.
Yeah. So, let me just touch a little bit on what you said. You know, like this thing that you said, you know, like in ancient time, there was this belief like if you are conducting black magic, if you, let's say you kill a woman who is a virgin or you kill a child, there is belief that the more painful the death of the sacrifice, the more powerful the magic. Then it also applies the same way to those that practice white magic or believe in other forces. Let's say if the person is a virgin and pure, the more powerful it is. Or like when they are like, if you cast magic in the tongue of demons is far more powerful than if you just cast it in human tongue. Then if you cast the other one, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like in what you are saying, let me give an example. I think the problem people fail to understand, there is intelligence, there is knowledge, there is wisdom. So this is the example. Three friends were in a bar. Then one just decided, okay, let's race. All of them went out. The first guy was like, okay, if I take this shortcut through the port, I'll get there faster. He was intelligent. The second guy was like, at that time, this guy is going, they offload goods, so it will be blocked. He was knowledgeable. Do you know what the third guy did, Joyce?
Mm-hmm.
He picked up his phone, called Uber, enter, and went home. You shouldn't drink and drive. So wisdom trounces every other thing, because wisdom is what tells you that there is knowledge, there is intelligence, but wisdom is the one that tells you it is not the one who wins every battle that wins the war. It tells you...
So how would that apply here for those who need to make a link between what I said, what's so on air, and what you're saying?
It's like when I said for me, even without, for me, religion, I believe that your conscience is like the BIOS that God put in you. Like a computer, even without the operating system, there is still that like BIOS framework. Like
okay.
Through the BIOS.
Real quick, so we can give other people time, please.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate. Thank you. You can disagree, but you see, that's the thing. I hope you have a knowledge base, because here we go. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
It's comrade.
Yeah.
Sister, you are too much. I'm digressing and digesting and understanding what you are saying. I follow that it is man, all what he said. But to me, masturbation is sin. He later said that at times he masturbates to save a woman. And you are part of it, because they are not telling us that a woman have right to woe a man.
Look, I think your issues are multiplied. I think your issues are multifaceted. I don't know that I can manage all your problems today. I'll take them one at a time. But this one is not an issue today.
Okay. Masturbation is a sin. That's what I want to say.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. So here is something else. If you're not lazy, you can try these things out. So if you're told that masturbation is a sin, why? Why? Why wouldn't you ask why? You're at liberty to interrogate it and find out why. But you know what? You're not going to interrogate it. You don't have the guts to. You don't want to face the truth. You're afraid that it's an actual sin. So you make an excuse. You would say that no man is perfect, because it's better to say that no man is perfect and then do it and then hide behind the excuse as though an excuse is justification. If they say it's a sin, why? Then, but you see, you're not going to say why and sit down there. You're going to say why and sick it out. When people say they have convictions, well, what they're invariably saying is, I'm going to stand here and death can meet me here. And when a man gets there, it's like he seems to know what he believes enough to die by it. So you don't say, you don't have the luxury. And I think you every time want to have a conversation around your luxury to choose. It's not enough. I mean, you have liberty, but you also have responsibilities. And maybe your responsibility is to inform yourself about the things you say you like. Because maybe everything that you like is not good for you. Isn't that common sense? Now let's talk. The Lords of Logic, welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you. The sunny side. Sorry, make it back. Nigeria Info. Hey, how are you? Hello, can you hear me? Oh, sorry, make it back. Nigeria Info. It's the Lords of Logic. How are you? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, there you go. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. So just, see, don't need to bother yourself too much. You know, in a class of one teacher, some people can get A. Some will get F9. Understand? So it depends on the determination or the decision. Some people have decided that they will remain in masturbation. It is not about morality. Morality is one of the things. So what about yourself? Some people after masturbating, so many things go wrong along the line. But most of them, they will not. Some people are not taking record of your life. If you are taking record of your life, you see that after masturbating, so many things will begin to go wrong. I don't know why some people are not calculating. You calculate very well. You see that after masturbation, there are so many things. Then you as a human being, you'll be dead. So it's not about the say. And the reason why they're still doing it is because they are weak. It's weakness. It's weak. When someone is weak, you accept everything. Maybe you say, oh, I want to do it for pleasure or for this or for that. That's what I want to.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Welcome to the show. I don't want you to not masturbate. But why are you doing it? You know why you're doing it. So yeah, because if one already told me it's human nature. No, I want you to come here and sit down. Wherever flogging you are, you're defending that. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine. Good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome. Tell us your name. You speak up. You can go ahead.
Okay. My name is Anna. I'm calling from PI.
I'm sorry. It's not good enough. You have to speak closer to your mouthpiece.
My name is Anna. I'm calling from PI.
Okay.
Sorry, I want to ask a question. Hey, if masturbation is a sin, then what about a blowjob?
What are you doing in hell? Come out. Come out to the light. What do you think about that?
No.
This is not an evening show. There are some conversations I can't quite have. So I have actually made masturbation and the logic around it your responsibility. So think and then come back to me. All right?
Because I think they almost go the same.
Yeah, but so that's the thing. If you're doing it, then think about it. Just think. Don't you want to think? You have. It's your responsibility. It's your liberty, right? But your liberty is responsibility. Think about it. So that's the thing. So maybe you like the liberty, but you don't want to be responsible for it. Well, so that's the problem with the nihilistic world that we have emerged into, which is called by Aldous Huxley the Brave New World, where it's liberties, but no responsibilities. But then you make a miss. You assume that if you're not responsible, somebody doesn't pick up that thing. So let's put it this way. If you don't define who you are, I can come and define who you are. So imagine that on a spiritual level. Imagine that on a psychological level. Imagine that on every other level of human existence. So I think I'm trying to imply that if you slack somewhere, a dog can come by, pick up that thing you put down, and wield it against you. Come on, boys, let's work as the Lords of Logic. Is that possible or not? Think about it. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome. Tell us your name.
Yeah, I want to be anonymous.
All right, real quick.
My belief about masturbation is simply a way of staying out of problem. For example, if someone is caught doing masturbating, nobody is going to touch you or do anything about it. But if you are caught doing sex with someone else's wife,
mm-hmm.
the whole nation will gather against you. That's just it.
Okay.
Way of staying out of trouble.
Okay. So do you have you heard the phrase that people know the cost of something but don't know the price of it?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to share that in a moment. Don't go anywhere. I need to share that in a moment. All right. Thank you. Good afternoon to you. The Lords of Logic, welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, sir.
Welcome. Yeah.
There's something I want to chip in about my situation.
Okay.
You see, there is nothing been in doing anything sex. It's satisfaction. Although me, I don't sex so. For how many years ago, I never do. You understand? I tested everything about life. I tested about even that meditation. I do it. But I don't do it.
Okay.
But I know about it. So nobody should come out and say sex or something like that is sin.
No, it's okay. Anybody can say what they can, but they must defend it. I don't have a problem with what you say.
Everyone has choice to say whatever they want.
Yeah, but they must defend it.
Yeah, people should know. People should know that what is a sin. Don't take what does not belong to you.
Oh no, don't worry about that. That's not the conversation today. I'm sorry. Let's just talk. Let's stay here.
Okay.
Let's figure out the logic of this thing, because I think that some people think maybe Joyce wants to deprive them of their only chance at heaven. And I might be right that that's the only chance at heaven. So what's the price? What price are you paying? So hold on. What's that quote? Can somebody help me out with that quote? You know, the cost of everything and the price of nothing. Can you help me out with that one? Hello. Welcome to the show. Hi. How are you? Make it back. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Hey.
Hello, Auntie Joy.
Good afternoon. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Augustine.
Nice.
Calling you from Lekki.
Thank you.
Yeah, to me, all this thing is just like the way what they taught us. That's what we are following, because I see no reason masturbation or.
Okay, so I said before. You are insisting that they taught you something. You have not done anything about what you've been taught. Like, that in itself is already a problem. And you don't even want to admit that you have a problem. So let's say I tell you that you're going to go to hell for doing something. It's your responsibility to at least determine whether what I said is right or wrong, and then know whether you should apply it or not. It's not enough for you to assume it's because Joy said it and... I won't go to hell because that Joyce self, she doesn't even like us. So, you know, you must say something like, well, that Joyce is a feminist, so she always has like a feminist opinion. So if she says this, I don't believe it. It's like you have the choice to be excellent, but you're choosing to be subpar. You're begging to be left ordinary because you don't have the courage to be something more. I don't think I have a time on the clock for another conversation, so I'll tell you I'm off on a break. It's the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.